Okay, very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 16th of March, 2018, the first day of our official meditation retreat at Mahayana Triple Gem Temple, Brinchang, dated 16th of March, 2018 to 24th of March, 2018. So today will be our first day, day one. We just arrived just now at Cameron Highland Sampo Temple. Now we are having our puja. Let us get ready for puja. Compose your mind, develop the sada, virya, the faith, then we shall mindfully commence the puja. Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa. Now you are chanting the Theravada tradition. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami. Okay, then you turn to page one of your chanting book. You will chant the vandana. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Adinadana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Kamesu micchacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Musavada veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Surameraya majjhapamadatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, now today we will do it slightly different. We will now chant the Patipa Puja onward. But all the offering, we won't be passing it round. We will offer on the altar straight away, because the committee member earlier on has already arranged all this offering that you see on the altar table. Let us rejoice with the offering. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now turn to page 3. Vivacanda Paripapuja. Kanna sarapaditena dipeda tamadang sina diloka dipang sambudang pujayami tamonudang kanda sambarayutena dopena hang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang Puja pajana mutamang Vanna ganda guno petang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami monindasa Siri pada sarorohe Pujemi budang kusumena nena Punnena matena cha hotu mokhang Pupang milayati yata idang me Kayo tatayati vinasa bhavang Adivase tunobante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivase tunobante Pale parikapitang Nukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivase tunobante Pojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. May this offering of, significance of offering of light to the Buddha. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses out the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, which is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami and fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Then making of oral aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of power, sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then turn to the next page, Page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities and devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine and teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and released Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Let us chant the Pali together. Samanta chakawalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammang muni rajasa sunantu sakkamokkhadang Dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Ittipeso bhagava arahang sammasambuddho. Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanam buddho bhagavati Swakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanayiko pachyatang veditato vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato Sāvaka-sāṅgho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato Sāvaka-sāṅgho Nyāyāpatipanno bhagavato Sāvaka-sāṅgho Sāmicipatipanno bhagavato Sāvaka-sāṅgho Yadidang chattari purisa yogani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savaka sango Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakkeneyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyaketang lokasati Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem. Padang Pujemi. Dhammang pujemi, Sanghang pujemi. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we shall commence our official retreat. Yeah. Those who just came from Penang, huh? I think Puan Chi. How many of you? Where are they? Huh? They are still having lunch. Okay, never mind. In that case, never mind. I give you the notes first, huh? When she come. Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind. I pass you this. These are the program and the retreat notes. Huh? Program and the retreat. One set. This is one set. Wait. Never mind. When they come, let them come and take. I thought I'd given you already this morning. Program only lah. Is it? The notes you have already? Cannot be. You come in, you told me you don't have anything, you collect from me. Oh, books ? Maybe books ? You collected the book, isn't it? No, somebody, Sue. Where is Sue? Sue took on your behalf.
Yeah, she took the
Dante
book only.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, then you take one side. Okay, yeah, correct. Yeah, sorry. Yes. You don't have, come. Yeah, Sadhu, I've seen you before, yeah. Yeah, wait, the program. This is the program. Sadhu. Okay, for you, Okay, this one together with the program on my set. Sadhu. Who else was supposed to collect the program? Okay, you don't have the program. You are from Penang? Oh, you collect from the back. It's at the back. You give the program and the... anybody else from Penang? Anybody else from Penang? Okay. Yeah. Sadhu. You don't have... Oh, you don't have... This morning I given you, isn't it? Your sister has taken it. Yeah, sorry, yeah, Sarahan. Yeah. Come. Yeah. Yeah, wait. Okay. I think that settles the rest. Don't worry about the book. The book can collect later. You pay attention to the class first. We are going to start officially the program. I will now read to you the program sheet. Page 1 of your program sheet. Meditation retreat at Mahayana Triple Gem Temple, Brinchang, Cameron Highland. Dated 16th of March until 24th of March, conducted by Brother Teo. So this is a 9-day retreat. You can pay attention, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully train your mind to be heedful. You will progress and you will gain a lot of wisdom, insight and understanding. Then, of course, beside all this, the blessing that come with your 9 day of participation in such retreat will be limitless, and you will not understand the significance and benefit until later on when your cultivation develop. You can do it sincerely with faith. It can bring forth great causes and conditions for your future development and for your future progress in this cultivation along the path of Dhamma. Then you see over the other side, that one on the green board on my right, there are a lot of essential Dhamma that are often referred to when I do the sharing. They are all there. They are also in your Heart Sutta book, so you don't have to worry. Most of them are from the appendix, or when you read through, they are there. But our committee member, Sister Padma Suri Deva, had made it easy for you all to refer to. So, the 5 spiritual faculty, the five mental hindrances. Then we also have the seven factors of enlightenment and many of the essential Dhamma, they are all there. Yeah? I also mention them in our program. So as I go through, you can refer there. And also, for those who are new, we also have our website, brotherteo.com. You just key in this heading, brotherteo.com. Then the website will come up. Small letter. Brotherteo.com. You just log in this one. The website will come up. Then inside this website, you have all the books there. You don't have to worry about the hard copy. The soft copy are all there. Yeah. The audio file, the chanting, everything. Yeah. They are all there. Then our Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday class, and even all the talk that I deliver at the various temple and way place, they are all there. Yeah. So spend some time after the retreat, go into it. It's a very, very useful website where you can receive a lot of Dhamma material inside there. Mm. It's a repository of great Dhamma material. Mm. Then Chin Hao has also helped us to do up some e-book so that you can read them like a book. Then I was told there are certain software that can read it for you. If you are lazy to read, you turn on the e-book, you mark it, then it will read it to you. Then if you want to search for any of the essential Dhamma which you are not familiar, you can also do a search. Via that website, they have a search engine. Then they will tell you on the Heart Sutta book which page and which place to look for all these things. It will all appear. If you got any teething problem, you can refer to us. Then we will try to guide you along and show you how to retrieve them. Okay, that is about the first thing that I need you all to know. Then now we read through the program. Introduction. This retreat, this meditation retreat cater for all participants who may be from different background or Buddhist tradition with various meditation experiences. The emphasis here is on the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha instead of focusing on methods and techniques of meditation. The below program was prepared to allow participants to settle down slowly into a retreat proper. We are a less stringent first session where most Dhamma understanding will be emphasized, followed by a more stringent second session from the 20th of March onward until the last day, 24th of March, where noble silence, heedfulness, and meditative training and actual cultivation will be emphasized. So for more advanced cultivator, this second session will suit you. But for beginners too, you don't have to worry. As long as you have the faith, you silence your mind, you will also benefit. Okay, now come to second part B, main purpose and intent. You must try to understand this section. For those who are new especially, for those who have been with me for quite a while, they will know what this thing is. The main purpose and intent of this meditation retreat is to understand and realize the noble teaching of Lord Buddha. We are sincerely cultivating the much needed heedfulness. So this quality of mind is most important. In Pali, it's called Appamattiya. And this is as advised by the Buddha before his Parinibbana via his Dhammapada verse 183, 21, 22, and 23, and his final advice before his parinibbana. Apamadena sambadeta means strive on with heedfulness. They are all listed on the green board there. For those who are new, you can refer to them when you have the time. Then the second main purpose and intent is to train ourselves during the meditation retreat to develop a very stable daily mindfulness. This is most important. Your mindfulness not only must be trained until stable, but you must train it until it is a part of you. Means throughout the day, this daily mindfulness is with you. So this is very important. To train ourselves during the meditation retreat to develop a very stable daily mindfulness. Means silent mind with inner awareness, leading to the heedfulness from moment. From the moment we commence our retreat, like this morning, I preach some of you, to diligently maintain noble silence of mind and speech during the retreat duration, to cultivate sati sampajana. Sati sampajana is mindfulness and clear comprehension. Means you're not only mindful, you're clearly comprehending what you are doing. First, clear comprehension is sincerity of purpose. Means you are very sincere in developing this mindfulness. You develop it to understand the teaching, to develop the wisdom, to awaken to the truth, so that you can awaken your mind to understand life and to live life so that you will not suffer anymore. So that is a very important clear comprehension. So that you will not debate. There are some who look for other things. They are not interested in truth. They are interested in psychic and all those things. So if you do that, you don't have sincerity or purpose. You are more of seeking powers and all those things. Then the second aspect of clear comprehension is the domain of meditation. This type of mindfulness meditation can be done anywhere, anytime, any place. You don't have to wait for a quiet place, a tranquil setting, a suitable location, or you don't have to wait till meditation retreat, or even special occasion to do it. The domain of meditation means meditation can be done anywhere, any place, any time, in the midst of life, in the midst of doing your work. As long as you are heedful, you are mindful, you are in a meditative state. So that will remind you not to get your mind agitated when you hear some sound, disturbance, or activity that doesn't suit your training. If you do that, your mind cannot settle down. It means you need conducive condition to settle down. That is not a meditative mind. A meditative mind should be able to settle down anywhere, any place, any time, under whatever condition. So you learn to be at peace with whatever situation and condition that arise. As long as you maintain mindfulness, heedfulness, awareness within, you are already in the meditative state. Okay? Then the third aspect is clear comprehension of suitability. Suitability means you have to have this clear comprehension that the most important time is now. Don't allow your thought to project. Your mind, if you are not aware, not within the moment, it will project and delude you, deceive you. Then when it projects, it arises fear, worry, anxiety. Then you are not in the moment. Means you are not aware. You become heedless. So, clear comprehension of suitability means the most suitable time is now. You have to meditate now. That's why you need to be aware. And the most important place is here, not anywhere else. If you are already here in the retreat, you don't go and worry about what happened at home and all those things. You know, all these are unnecessary thinking. We are sometimes your habitual tendency, your worry, your anxiety, to memory, they will trigger off. Then when your mind is down, bored, don't know what to do, then that thought, that memory will come back to you. Then you worry here, you worry there, you cannot meditate. So the most important time is now, the most important place is here, in the here and the now. And the most important people are the people around you, whom you can learn from, whom you can benefit. And the environment is this way place. This is the most important environment. These are the setting. Then you should have gratitude towards people who have made all this possible for you. The donors who have donated to this way place, who have created such beautiful facility for us to have our beautiful retreat. They even have hot water for you. They have a lot of very beautifully developed facilities and settings for us to have the comfort to come here to have our retreat and develop our meditation. So gratitude is very important. Then as you have more and more of this gratitude, you will have love, you will have compassion. Then you will be very sensitive as your mindfulness develops. So clear comprehension of suitability is very useful. If you use it correctly, understand it correctly. Then the last one is clear comprehension of non-delusion. Non-delusion is something you have to bear in mind. Non-delusion means you are not deceived when certain things happen to you. Especially for cultivator, sometimes you may progress very well. Then your mind transform and become very beautiful. Sometimes you feel that your mindfulness has picked up and it has become like continuous. Then your thoughts start to come in and deceive you. Then delude you because you may recall the Arahant is continuously aware, ever mindful. So you think you are that. So that thought of conceit will lead to complacency. Then the ego will come out. That's how the clear comprehension of non-delusion must come in. Means do not be deceived by all this. As long as they arise due to appropriate condition, you just aware, you rejoice. But you don't attach. You don't cling and you don't allow the subtle ego to come out. And sometimes you may even experience certain type of meditative experiences like you see in metta. Then your mind becomes very bright. Then you become very calm, very peaceful. Then you experience piti, sukha, blissfulness of mind. Then certain type of very unique special happening. These are just conditioned states that arise. Nothing to be excited about. You can experience them. You can have them. It's no harm. The only thing that you need to be mindful of is not to be deceived by it. Because the real meditative training is to develop the wisdom out of it. All these experiences are conditioned states that will not awaken your mind. They may make you feel good, like you have special ability to achieve such meditative state. Then you think other people cannot, then you think you are better. Then you equate this to enlightenment or awakening. Then you are being deluded. This is what clear comprehension of non-delusion is all about. Then we move on to the last part. To cultivate sati sampajana, or mindfulness and clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose, domain of meditation, suitability and non-delusion as a sign of our respect for this way place. So that You can do it with understanding. You respect this place. You have gratitude towards all those who have made this possible. Then your mind state will not be deluded. Then we go to number 3. This one is most important. Learn to be at ease, naturally relaxed and aware. These few words are very important, not easy to do. I repeat. Learn to be at ease, naturally relaxed and aware. We are heedfulness most of the time. So at ease means in Mandarin, 自在, 自在. Means you are under no pressure. You don't have to pretend or act or what. If you are sick, you need to cough, you cough. Don't worry, understand? But don't purposely. That one is very important. Like I'm not feeling well because the weather is starting to get cold. You can feel it? You better get hold of your warm clothing first. So this place is very conducive because the weather is very good. If you can adjust to the weather, it will suit you very well. I had this was because I was having a cough about 4 or 5 days before the retreat. Then the cough is, I think, more or less clear, but the phlegm still inside is giving me this type of sensation or feeling. So body is just a body. I need to endure. So you got to bear with me on certain occasion. So when I need to cough, I will cough. But you don't worry about me. I'm okay. This is nothing to me. Okay, I read again. Learn to be at ease, naturally relaxed, and aware via heedfulness most of the time. Always move, speak, and act naturally, but with inner awareness. This is the most important. Internally, you are aware throughout the day to stabilize your 5 spiritual faculties until they become very stable and unshakable. The 5 spiritual faculties are, you look at the whiteboard there, Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. I think I need somebody to pull the green board over, because this wire is not long enough. No, just pull over here. Okay, so that I can reach it. Okay. No. They cannot see. Okay. No. Oh, okay. So this is Dhammapada verse 183. This is 21. 22, 23. So these 4 Dhammapada verse are very important. Then this is Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, the twin verse. Then this first 4 is for meditation. Later on when you do your meditation, it will be very useful. Wait, push the recorder over a bit here. No. That thing. Speaker. Okay. So that I got more length. Thank you. Okay, good. I can reach here. So this one is for meditation. The 4 support for meditation. The first support is, remember, relax. In Mandarin is fang song. Fang song. Ji zoi. At ease. Relax. Relax body and mind, okay? Yeah. Then silence your mind. Don't do anything. Just maintain awareness. Awareness is without thought. When you are aware, there is no thinking. Just aware. Relax, silent. Silent means not only verbally silent, the inner chattering also silent. Yeah. The inner whatever verbalization that you always do and chattering, that one also need to be silent. So that one, when it is silent, means you are just aware. There is no movement, no activity. Yeah. If the thought arises, let it arise. Don't resist. Don't fight. Then maintain 24 hours if you can, for as long as you can. Technically, it can be over 24 hours, but you don't need to. You just stabilize it for as long as you can. Then finally, the last one is trust. Trust means no more using the thought. Allow your nature to do the meditation. You just relax, silent, aware, and the awareness will detect the gateway to your nature. Then it will go in. Then these are the five spiritual faculties just now we talked about. Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, Panya. The English translation is faith, spiritual zeal, mindfulness, collectedness of mind, and the unwavering mind. And finally, Panya is wisdom. So faith is very important. You must have faith in the Buddha and his teaching. It's not blind faith. It's true understanding who the Buddha is. Who the Buddha is very important. He's not only a human being like us. He has cultivated for aeons and aeons and aeons. And he has perfected himself to become Sammasambuddha. Sammasambuddha means he's not only enlightened, he is fully enlightened. That's why you can say at that time when he arrives, he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born. And to have such a great being to be your teacher, you should indeed have great gratitude and respect for such a being. That if you understand that his teaching is so unique and so beautiful and so wonderful, because it can bring about understanding of the secret of life, then it can allow you to develop the wisdom to awaken your mind so that you will not suffer anymore. You got no more problem in life, no more fear, no more worry, no more anxiety, no more sorrow, no more lamentation. Nothing in this world can make you unhappy or miserable. You are always peaceful, serene, happy. And you understand everything very clearly. You know who you are, what you are. You know your true nature. Then you understand no one die, nothing die. That is the uniqueness of this teaching. So when you have this faith, it will drive you to cultivate. That's why the second spiritual faculty is virya, spiritual zeal. That intensity, that tenacity that will drive you to cultivate this teaching of his, because it's so important to you. You see the importance of this teaching. Then third one, when you start to meditate with the spiritual zeal, it will lead you to mindfulness. And this is what we need to train in this meditation retreat. Later on, I will teach you more. When you meditate, you're silent, sati will arise. The moment you are without thought, you're already aware. No need to try to be aware. Just silent. Without thought, you're already aware. Then mindfulness is when you are aware without thought. That is mindfulness. Means when you bow, body and mind move as one. The body and the awareness move as one. Bow. When you walk, body and mind move as one. That's why the Buddha said, walking, aware. Or when you walk, mindful. Standing, aware. Means inner awareness, aware. Aware that this physical body is in this state of standing posture. No need to use your thought. Then when you turn, move, all action, all movement in the present moment, you just maintain awareness. As your thought slow down and cease to be, you will become more and more aware. When you think less, you are more aware. Without thought, you are already aware. Your problem is because you have a lot of mental hindrance. This mental hindrance, sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt, they are there because your spiritual faculty are not there. Then when your mindfulness is there, you are without thought, you are just aware. That's why when you are just aware and mindful, you don't have fear, you don't have worry, you don't have anxiety, you don't have problem. Your thought is not there. So when sati, mindfulness, stabilized, it becomes collected and unwavering. This is what samadhi is all about. When you have sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are, clearly. That's why you can understand truth. You can realize the truth. You can awaken to the truth. That's how wisdom, panya, come to be. Then this five will counter this five. When you lack the spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance will come to be. But when the spiritual faculties are there, the mental hindrance is to be. So in meditation, don't fight the mental hindrance. When you are sleepy, just stay with it, aware, silent your mind. If you are tired, body, then go and rest. Then try to maintain mindfulness. But if it's because of a mental hindrance, because sometimes it could be karmic or whatever, then when this thing happens, you just stay with it, means be with it, just aware. Then the shift of consciousness can happen. You don't have to fight it. Sensual desire and ill will are the two positive and negative craving that you have developed unknowingly through your own delusion and heedlessness. Because throughout the day in life, when you see something, hear something, smell, taste, tactile feel or think of something, what is happening is you have this habitual tendency of reacting, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. So everything that you like that is pleasurable to you, they become your sensual desire. Do you desire them to be repeated? Yeah? Or you desire to have them? So attachment, craving, clinging, grasping will come about. Then the other aspect is sense experience that you don't like. When you don't like, means you have aversion towards, you have dislike, unpleasant feeling like pain and all those things. So when it happens, this one will become the negative emotion, ill will, envy, jealousy, hatred, unhappiness, anger. And all this is the evil roots of greed and evil. So whenever you have sensual desire and ill will, means you react to sense experience, they will become mental hindrance. And the reason why the Buddha called it mental hindrance is because it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So when it arises, you cannot meditate. That's why when you don't have spiritual faculty, this arises. So this arises, how can you meditate? So you cannot meditate. Then you will experience all these things. The fourth one is the worst, restlessness of mind. In Pali, they call Udaka Kukucha. Restlessness of mind comes when you have problem. When you worry about something. When you have problem with life, like relationship problem, health problem, financial problem, or even career problem. All these are the various type of problem. Then you worry, you worry. So fear, worry, anxiety due to thought projection lead to restlessness of mind. Your mind becomes restless. You are not peaceful. You are not settled down. People talk to you also, you are not attentive at all. So like many people, if they don't understand life, if they don't know how to deal with life, it's a very natural tendency for them to have problems in life. And in fact, you ask around, everybody got problem, except the enlightened one. Except for those who have Dhamma, they have less problem. I remember the Mandarin word, they say every family also got their own problem. So if you were to reflect back, it's the same. And this comes from what? The Buddha said, if you don't keep your precept, you don't live life in accordance with the law of karma, you will have problem. Because negative karma, the friction of it will come back and you will be haunted and you will get into trouble. That's why when you don't keep your precept, you kill, you harm, you deceive, you cheat, you commit sexual misconduct, then you lie and you partake in intoxicant, get yourself into big trouble. That's why you have a lot of problems. You scared people come after you, take revenge on you. the police case, everything, you cheat on the company, CBT, you also end up in court case and all those things. So all this will make you restless. You cannot meditate. You worry. So in order not to worry, you have to keep your precept. That's why for meditation, the Buddha say you need three things. Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. Sila is morality. You have to keep your precept. Your precept is very important. Precept is the source of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner joy, and spiritual well. So without precept, all these mental hindrances will arise. You will have problems. That's why the first thing about cultivation is to keep your precept. Then if you want to have the good parami, you must have dana. That's why the other set of essential dhamma is dana, sila, bhavana. They lead to the same thing. Except generosity, dana, is the added parami for you to have your good karma or karmic inheritance. So the last mental hindrance is doubt. Doubt is vichi gicca. When you don't have confidence in the Buddha and his teaching, when you don't have faith in something, you will have doubt. You are not sure. You don't know what is happening. So when you have doubt, you don't have faith. Your mind state is very weak. So you compare the two, now you start to see. Without faith, doubt arise. Without the spiritual zeal, sloth and torpor, or sleepiness will arise. Then without mindfulness, the thought will arise. When thought arise, sensual desire, ill will arise. Then restlessness will arise. That's how all the mental hindrances arise. Then when your mind is collected and unwavering with samadhi, there will be no restlessness. Then when there is wisdom, all these five mental hindrances cease. That's why don't fight them, don't resist them. Allow them to arise and they will cease on their own. When you do not create mental hindrance, you don't go and note pain, 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 or unhappiness or whatever, means negative noting of whatever mind state you are, then you don't create mental hindrance. You don't go and create thinking, thinking, thinking. All this is not going to help you, because when you verbalize, it creates more thought. You are not able to be in a state of mindfulness, awareness, meditative. So when this hindrance arise, don't label. Just aware and let it be. Then it will cease to be. Then when the mental hindrance are not there, it will not hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why when you don't label like pain, you just accept it. When my body is not relaxed, this type of sensation will arise. So I relax. When I relax into it, I maintain awareness. Then no mental hindrance. And then this awareness becomes sati. It will take over. Then when the spiritual faculty is there, the mental hindrance cease, your meditation will take off. That's how you do it. So this year, I will teach most of you to go direct to the silent mind, the true mind. If you are used to your method, technique, you want to do, it's up to you. If you don't want, you just relax, silent. That is the fastest and easiest. No need to do anything, just relax, silent, maintain awareness. Then the sati will come in. Okay? Then this one is, just now we mentioned the advice of the Buddha before his parinibbana. Apamadena sampadeta, strike on with heedfulness. And heedfulness, you have to understand. Heedfulness got two parts. Ever mindful to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha. You combine these two, it becomes heedfulness. So to be heedful, you first have to train your mind to be mindful first. When it is mindful, you stabilize it, then it becomes ever mindful. And then you use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. It becomes heedfulness. So Dhammapada was 23 is the exact meaning of heedfulness. The Buddha said, the constantly meditative, ever mindful, and the steadfast one will realize the bond-free Nibbana, means you're destined for enlightenment. As long as you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. You don't have to worry about your meditation. So to be heedful, he said, you have to be constantly meditative, means constantly cultivating Noble Eightfold Path. Ever mindful is, like I explained just now, train your mind to be mindful, then stabilize it. Okay? Yeah. Then, Dhammapada verse 183 is the famous verse. It is the advice of all the Buddhas. The Buddha said, you have to avoid all evil. Not only avoid evil, all evil. Otherwise, your karmic nature will be affected. Then you have to cultivate whatever goodness or wholesomeness that there are conditions for you to cultivate. Then you have to purify your mind or meditate to develop the wisdom. So in Pali is the famous verse, Sabba papasa akaranang kusalesa upasampadan secitta pariyodapanang etang buddhana sasana. So the meaning is Sabbe means all. Papasa, evil, akaranang, all evil you have to avoid. Then kusalesa, kusala, wholesomeness, wherever got condition, you must do. Then secitta pariyotapanang, citta is your mind, purify your mind. And etang buddhana sasana, this is the advice of all Buddhas. Then the rest, they are all in your heart sutta, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, 37 factors of enlightenment, 7 factors of enlightenment, Noble Eightfold Path. Then Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is very important. This one later on in the Heart Sutta we will go through. Then verse 21 to 22, the rest we will all cover in the Heart Sutta as I go through later on. Okay, so this part I think we have completed. Now we go to number 4. Okay, number 3, I repeat this part so that you understand. Always move, speak, and act naturally, but with inner awareness throughout the day, to stabilize your 5 spiritual faculty until they become very stable and unshakable. So I have explained them all. Then number 4, with the stable daily mindfulness or awareness, use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. We are constant creative contemplation, reflection, and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths, leading to the perfection of all the Noble Eightfold Path factor of right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, or right living. Then right effort, the 4 right effort, then the right mindfulness and right samadhi, so that you are incapable of any evil whenever you are heedful. So this is very useful. So after you have trained your mind with the stability of daily mindfulness or awareness, you have to use it to constantly cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Means reflect, contemplate on the right view, what constitute right view, then what constitute right thought, what constitute right speech, right action, right living, or right livelihood. Then what constitutes the 4 right effort? And what is right mindfulness leading to right samadhi? Then to maintain this heedfulness or apamada training throughout the day, to insight into the 3 universal characteristics of nature, to realize the insight knowledges and wisdom needed to liberate your mind, leading to the realization of Nibbana or the cessation of forming mind as taught by the Buddha. Then number 5 is to diligently develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma needed to understand the Buddha's teaching. The important essential Dhamma are the 5 mental hindrances of Pancha Nivaranas, the 5 spiritual faculty, Pancha Indriyas, the 3 evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, the 3 right views of Kamma Niyama, Chitta Niyama, and Dhamma Niyama, the dependent origination of Patichasamubana. The Four Noble Truths, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, the four foundations of mindfulness, the seven factors of enlightenment or Satta Bhujanga, Dana, Sila, Bhavana, and the five daily contemplation. This we will cover them all. Yeah? So we have completed the briefing for our meditation retreat purpose and intent. So keep that in mind. Maintain this piece of paper. Then now we will go to the program proper. We can skip the first four. We straight away go to the fifth one. Oh, sorry. Go to the seventh one. 2:15 to 3:30. We're supposed to have this opening puja, which we have done, followed by briefing and meditation instruction. Meditation instruction I haven't given you. I have given you an overall review. I suppose to brief you on a very comprehensive briefing, which will include retreat objective, which I have covered, instruction on how to develop the five spiritual faculty, which I have covered, the spiritual faculty of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to heedfulness. This one I have covered. Needed to counter the five mental hindrances. Okay. Then meditation instruction will include detailed explanation of what is meditation. I have covered a bit just now. And how to develop the second turning, Dhamma contemplation wisdom, so that the meditation can be done with understanding. So most important is meditation has to be done with understanding. If you don't do it with understanding, you can be wasting your time. But when you do with understanding, you progress very fast. So what is important is you have to understand what is meditation as taught by the Buddha. The meditation as taught by the Buddha is just one word, heedfulness. When you are heedful, you are in the meditative state. So like I explained just now, heedfulness got two parts. Mindfulness, and you have to use that stabilized mindfulness, ever mindful to cultivate noble eightfold path. So when you are doing these two things, means you are developing the meditation. So the first thing about meditation is to develop the training of mind to be mindful. That's it. Whatever method, technique are just skillful means. They are not the meditation. They are just skillful means to train the mind, to anchor the mind. The problem with normal people is, you see, why are they not able to train their mind? Because like I mentioned just now, they think a lot. They have a lot of mental hindrance. So when these people lack spiritual faculty because they don't know how to train them, they got mental hindrance that hinders their mind from entering the meditative state. So they cannot meditate. So what do? That's why they teach you method and technique to focus the mind, to concentrate the mind, so that this mind don't run, don't become heedless. That's the reason why method technique come into being, because they were not told. So they think by doing those method and technique, they are meditating. But like the Buddha said, meditation is heedfulness. And heedfulness is very simple. Heedfulness only got two parts. So we have to understand, heedfulness is ever mindful. Ever mindful. To cultivate noble eightfold path. When you can be ever mindful to cultivate the noble eightfold path, then you develop heedfulness. So I forgot, this duster is not like Suyan's house, I can stick on the whiteboard. this one cannot stick on. So next time we bring Suyana. Suyana very good. Got magnet inside. So always remember, when you meditate with understanding, means the first quality that you need to establish is this heedfulness. First quality of mind. First quality. Means you have to develop this ability to be ever mindful. So to be ever mindful, first you must develop mindfulness first. Develop mindfulness first. Develop sati, or mindfulness. Then stabilize it. Stabilize it. So how do you do this? You can either silence your mind, like I say, relax, silent, aware. Then if the thought, the mental hindrance are still there, let it arise. If you don't give it any more attention, you don't react to it, don't stir, or don't feed it with any mental thinking, this mind will go back to its natural state, become peaceful on its own. Because your true mind, which is the original mind, before the stirring, before the reaction and the thinking, they are already peaceful. They are already aware, naturally aware within. So this one is awareness. This sati is, I better define it separately. Sati, oh, this one very thin. Sati is awareness before the knowing. This sati is just awareness or mindfulness. When you are just aware, means no thought, no thinking, just aware. Yeah? So sati is awareness before the thinking. Or before the knowing, this one, either knowing or thinking. When you think, means the aggregate of mind arises already, the perception, the sankhara, the content of consciousness. Yeah. Means before the knowing, before the perception. Yeah? Perception, activity of mind, everything. Means before your mind thinks. So always remember, without thought, you are already aware. Can follow? Can follow that? Yeah. This one is very important. Don't try to be aware. So without thought, you are already aware. Without thought means when you don't verbalize, don't think, you are already aware. You are already aware. Or mindful. So try to silence your mind. That's it. That is what meditation is all about. It's just so simple. And when you relax, aware, allow the mental hindrance to arise, the thought, whatever, then it will slow down on its own. Then finally, you will reach a point where it becomes very quiet, very still. Especially in this retreat area, you will feel it. When your thoughts slow down, you will know. When you do not stir your mind anymore, you will know. And that is what your true mind is all about. So this is to develop the true mind. To develop your ability to realize your true mind. Your true mind or silent mind. The moment you hit this, your meditation will progress and you will become very different. You will understand it very fast. So you just relax and silent. No need to do anything. Those who go for metta technique is because their mind cannot be quiet. Their mind think a lot. Their mind is heedless. So their mind, when it's heedless, they got a lot of problems. Wow. Do we have any more this red color and blue color? Use this type better. The other color are very light. You see, the reason why they cannot do this is because they are heedless. They are heedless. Heedless because five mental hindrances. When the five mental hindrances are there, their mind cannot be peaceful. They become heedless. So because of that, they got no choice. They have to use method and technique to make this mind doesn't run, doesn't think. So heedlessness means think a lot. Heedless means think a lot. So when they think a lot, they cannot meditate. So they need method and technique. So method and technique come in. And these are not required actually. This is only used by people who has problem. So when they use method and technique, they go and focus. This one, they go and focus and concentrate. Focus and concentrate. Then some, they go and note. Some, they go and note. They do the noting. When you note, you verbalize words. You create more thinking, mental activity. So no more sati. When you focus and concentrate, it becomes a conditioned state. It is also not awareness, not sati, not mindfulness. So this type of method and technique, if you don't know how to do, you will get into trouble. The only one that doesn't get into trouble is anapanasati. If you use anapanasati, then okay. If it's anapanasati, then it is mindfulness of the in and out breath. Means you maintain mindfulness, awareness of the in and out breath. You don't focus, you don't concentrate. You maintain mindfulness of the in and out breath. So here the key word is sati. Mindfulness of the in and out breath. Or in and out breath. So this one makes a big difference to the meditation. Okay? Can follow? Can follow now? Because mindfulness is just awareness, no focusing, no concentration, nothing. No noting, no word at all. It's just that silent mind aware of the in and out breath. But the danger of anapanasati is when it becomes continuous mindfulness, it goes into absorption, apana samadhi. And that one also not a free mind. So the purpose of anapanasati is just to train your mind to be mindful. That's why under the kaya nupasana, first foundation of mindfulness, under the four foundation of mindfulness, the first foundation of mindfulness, anapanasati is the first training. There are five categories of training under kaya nupasana. After anapanasati, he never asks you to go into apana samadhi to do all the jhanas and all those things, or the absorption concentration. The Buddha said, after that, release it out, use that mindfulness to cultivate the mindfulness of the four postures. Standing, walking, sitting, and lying down. Then after that, use that mindfulness to cultivate the mindfulness of the intermittent movement and activity between the four postures. He called it the sati sampajana. Mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action and all movement in the present moment. That is the daily mindfulness. And then only with that type of initial wisdom developed from the daily mindfulness, you can use it to contemplate the four elements, the 32 parts. And the last one is the 9 stages of cemetery decomposition. So this is how you develop the training. So all of meditation start with developing sati, then stabilize it. So now I have already explained to you method technique. You don't go and focus, concentrate. You don't go and note. Don't go and verbalize. Just silent. When you're silent, you don't do anything. Then you can allow this silence to stabilize. Then if you have this anapanasati training, then it is quite easy to, you can just stay at the breath there, the breathing there. Until this breath becomes so fine, so quiet, so still, means you have experienced the silent mind. The silent mind. Okay? After you experience the silent mind, the quietness, the tranquility, the stillness, then it becomes pasati. Pasati is tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, the silent mind. So if you just relax and aware, the other way is just relax and aware, means the four support, relax and aware, don't do anything. You use the four support, the first two. If you do this, your meditation, you will also go into that sati, the silent mind, very fast. Like I explained just now, if you don't give it any more mental thinking, or you don't worry about the thinking or whatever mental activity that arises, whether hindrance or what, you let it arise, then it will slow down, return to its natural state. Then it becomes quiet, still. It's the same as anapanasati. When you do until the anapanasati become very subtle, very quiet, very still, no more breathing, right? Then you continue to silent, don't do anything. Don't even go and do sitting touching. Just silent everything. Then the mind enters sati. When the mind enters sati, that is the enlightenment factor of pasati. Then you stabilize it. It becomes samadhi. And that is the meditative state. And that is the mind that can meditate, can understand, that can awaken and do a lot of things. Okay? So this part, make sure you understand. Then to use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path is very easy. You go through the Heart Sutta note. As I go through, I will brief you. You have to reflect and contemplate on the three right view. Then how from the three right view the teaching of the Buddha come about. The Dhammapada verse 183, 1 and 2, all this come about. Then Paticca Samuppada, dependent origin, how you function as a human being, means how your mind function within your own form and mind. Then, of course, the third right view is Dhamma, all the essential Dhamma. Okay, I think I covered almost everything that you need to develop the meditation. So what we will do is we will move to the next part where you can have your meditation. Oh, now almost 4 o'clock. Okay, never mind. I will finish off the first part. Okay, meditation instruction will include detailed explanation of what is meditation, so I've done, and how to develop the second turning Dhamma contemplation. This one I will cover later. So that the meditation can be done with understanding. This part I have done. Then cultivation to include establishment of a proper daily religious routine. This one you need to come out with your own, like what we did at the retreat. But at home, I don't think you can follow this routine because you have your career, you have your duties, you have your job. So you can adjust because meditation can be done anywhere, any place, anytime. Domain of meditation is not restricted to just retreat condition. It can also be developed in the midst of life. So what is important is the proper daily religious routine will lead you to a sustained period of continuous heedfulness. And this is a must to develop good progress. You cannot afford to neglect this. The daily mindfulness, even after you leave this retreat, you have to do. Otherwise, your progress will be truncated or limited. Okay, now you can have your meditation. Maybe you can have half an hour. So 30 minutes of formal sitting. Or those who like to do lying down meditation, you can. And those who want to do the bowing also, you can do it. You can develop the bowing, means body and mind is one. Or you can do your walking, up to you. Then later on when you got more time, I think you can do your Dhamma contemplation and reflection and inquiry within the vicinity of the temple while in the walking, standing and sitting posture to maintain continuous mindfulness with awareness at all time. Okay, we are off the light. Then you can have your meditation. Then for those who are new, I will give you some simple instruction.
Excuse me, everybody. Just a short announcement. Just now, one of the nuns came over to remind us to put our shoes into the cabinet. For those of you who are new, the two cabinets at the side of the doors. When you put in, close the door slowly because the cabinet doors tend to slam. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I would like to continue. For beverage, there's a sink in the dining hall, but that's not meant for washing cups or spoon. That's only for washing hand. So if you want to wash cups and spoon, please go to the washing area in the kitchen. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Off the light, off the light, off everything. Okay, you can have your half an hour of silent meditation. For those who are new, you should read up the blue book. I have also taught people how to decondition their heedless thinking. You can use the mind sweeping method combined with metta. The mind sweeping method is just training your mind to be aware at the location you put your mind. You start with your forehead, you sweep down to your buttock. Then you just feel and relax. Because when you feel and relax, you don't think. So it will decondition your heedless thinking. So after one complete full cycle of mind sweeping method, combined with loving kindness or metta meditation, you can follow the instruction given in the book. then you use it to decondition your heedless thinking so that your quiet mind, your silent mind can come about. Then when it's already quiet, peaceful, you just follow my instruction, relax, silent, don't do anything. Just aware. If there is still thinking or thought, let it arise. Then if you are familiar with anapanasati, then after that you use anapanasati to stabilize the mindfulness. So you train, you continuously train. Okay, I'll leave it to you to meditate.